always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and we are here and getting it cracking. Y'all know how we do it, man, all the way in Seattle. We got an artist, man, that just made history, man. My dude, Fulfiller, the guy that do all the graphics, you know what I'm saying? He take care, make sure everything is looking good. He hit me up and was like, man, you got to see what Von Juan's doing. He dropped a 100-song album. Now, I'm going to ask him how long it took for that whole project to get done, man. Because, I mean, you know, for some of us, writing 10 songs a year is a stretch. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk to him and see what's popping with that. We also going to get on the topic of the day, which is fear, man. What does fear do to us, man? What are some fears we may have? And how can we overcome those fears in our life, man? I think that's a good topic. Because I believe that we all go through things in life, man, and fear holds us back. There was a scripture in the Bible that I was chopping it up with one of my friends today about was Joshua chapter 1, man. God mentions fear like 3 or 4 times in the first couple of verses. He says, do not let fear hold you back. So we're going to find out if fear is holding you back, man. You got a song you want to send it to us? Go ahead and send it to us at music@yadadaking.com or go to yadadaking.com and we can get it in. We would love to hear some of that fresh music, man. And we're going to hear from Von Juan in a second, man. Let me go do this. We got the homie Young Chosen. This song right here is called Drive Through, man. Young Chosen, man, he from the West Coast. Real creator. Let's get into it, man. Check it out. Yada the King Radio.
So you want a new dance move? Watch me do my drive through.
World had me sick like at you. So I got my daddy permanent like a tattoo. Filled with his light, so I'm coming at you. Better come and get it for the dark man catch you. Never trip cause I stand on rock. Get my chin up to the sky cause my man's on top. Gotta tell it to the world cause the plan don't stop. Do my drive through, get the dance on lock. Life's passing, better believe that. Everlasting, you know you need that. We smashing, gotta make the beat clap. Finna drive through, so you better get your light snapped on. Turn this up cause I'm in my zone. When you see me coming out, I'm reppin' that throne. Talk to my daddy, I don't even need a phone. Like barbecue, I'm good to the bone.
Feeling reborn, got a live crew. Giving good news like a drive thru. Feeling reborn, got a live crew. Giving good news like a drive thru.
Club with a crispy chicken who was a DJ but the party was kicking. Then a double double came in the door and his posse was combo number 4. That's when chocolate shake came over. I'm on the dance floor with some sodas. Then I see a Big Mac get into a fight with a large fry and a medium Sprite. I'm tripping out like what's the meaning. Then I realize I'm just daydreaming, sitting in the drive through waiting in line, and my 31's like, are you feeling fine? What a day's look. I'm like, hummy, my bad girl, I'm just hungry. Now I'm daydreaming again, cause I wanna see did the Big Mac win.
Feeling reborn, got a live crew, giving good news like a drive thru. Feeling reborn, got a live crew, giving good news like a drive thru.
Take my order, please. Can I get a combo with extra cheese? Daddy got me feeling like I'm sicker than a sneeze. Finna go worldwide like Mickey D's. Every single time I rock a venue, I got extra value for your menu. I will relate to the things that tempt you, but always point it back to the light I've been to. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I'm in you. It's a heavy cost for a life so sinful. Order was paid for, price was mental, but now true life you can't walk into. Aw, nah, isn't that nice? Car in front of you, paid your price. Can you please pull over to the side
and we'll be right out with them fries.
Feeling reborn, got a live crew, giving good news like a drive thru. Feeling reborn, got a live crew, giving good news like a drive thru.
trap money good while it lasts. But how long will it last? Let's go.
I pray you follow him.
I don't think they in it. I don't think they in it.
That's real talk, man.
I don't think they in it.
Music Group presents J-Mac's new album, For His Glory. Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com. jaymayonline.com. Smiley D just dropped his new album, True Spoken. Check out the single, Keep It 100.
Trying to bounce back from mistakes that we made. All my folks that died and we're trying to get paid. Hey.
Pick it up at Google Music, Android Market, and Amazon.com. Check out his latest music videos at smiley-d.com or youtube.com/smileydgospel. The brand new single, Jeremy Lin.
Well, Marcy, for tonight, I'd like to rent Casablanca, Citizen Kane, and this one.
Okay, these three videos.
Yeah. Could you put them in a bag for me?
Hey, Frank.
Oh, Pastor, fancy meeting you here.
Oh, Frank, we have a special on this third movie you're renting, the one entitled...
That's okay.
Hey, thanks for helping at church last Sunday.
Sure. Well, I gotta go.
Oh, Frank, you have a late charge on your last movie. It was...
I'll pay it.
I've got the title right here.
No, I'm sure you're right. I'll pay it.
So, family video night tonight.
Here's your videos. Enjoy.
You forgot the bag.
Oh, those are your videos.
Yeah, well, these two. This one's for a friend.
Oh, I see.
Well, a friend of mine's in it. I told him I'd watch it.
That movie?
Well, oh, wait. This isn't Bambi. I must have grabbed the wrong movie.
Jesus said there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known. Who are you when no one is watching? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Right there, man. That was Flame's new single, Trap Music, featuring Thizzle and the homie Young. My goodness, I just forgot dude's name. Young Noah, I believe. And, man, we getting it in right here with Von Juan, man. Von Juan, what up? Say what's up to all the Yacht of the King listeners worldwide, man.
Man, Yacht of the King, what the business is, man. I'm definitely looking for, I'm glad you played that Flame. I'm looking forward to that project. It's Jay Sun. I need to cop the new bizzle, man. A lot of good music came out last year, and I think Christian hip-hop as a whole definitely going to try and top everything that went on in 2011, man. So I'm excited to hear what Captain's working on. But everything is good, man.
Tight, man. Yeah, I am going to say this, man. This is already looking like a good year, man. It's a lot of great music. Like, and I'm going to say this real quick, too. You know what I'm saying? I think this might help some cats in the other areas. Right now, St. Louis is on their grind, man.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm going to say. They on their grind, man. Like
St. Louis on the grind?
Yeah.
I heard today they supposed to be doing a group project, you know, Flame, Jay Sun, and Bizzle, I believe. I know they said it was, but that's going to be nice.
Yeah, man. Everybody in St. Louis is like dropping like ASAP. So I want to see some more cities like that. Man, before we get into all that, man, let's talk to Von Juan, man. I'm getting ahead of myself. Von Juan.
I'm sorry, we good.
Yeah. you all, it's all love, baby. Talk to me, man. I want to know, man, how did you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, man? That's what we want to know right now.
That's good, man. Well, just to go back to the beginning, I was born in St. Croix, man, Virgin Islands, you know, and came over from the, you know, my pops had a job as an engineer, man, and had the opportunity to bring our family to Houston, Texas, man. There's a lot of families in the Caribbean that, you know, never leave. You know, I got a lot of cousins and uncles and, you know, family that are still there, you know, so for us to have that opportunity to come to Houston back when I was young, you know, pops packed up my mom, you know, my four sisters, my brother and a chihuahua, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we was ready. You know, we came in age time, man. But yeah, at a young age, I got baptized at like, you know, 7. But, you know, when you come through the streets, you know, parents got a divorce around 14, and that's when I started drinking. That's when I started partying. You know, mom was working late, and I was having a lot of people over at the house, man. So I was going to church, man, raised up, you know, Sunday morning Christian, Wednesday night Christian, hands raised. All that, you know, but, you know, just got caught up with smoking weed and doing the sports thing. I was a sports star, man, so I had a lot of attention, the wrong kind of attention.
Yeah.
But, you know, to fast forward, it just came down to the point where I got tased by the police, man, the Pearland laws out here. But I'll say it like this. At age 7, I was the one in the pool getting baptized. By age 17, caught up in a backslide. That's the first time I smoked weed, that's right. I never thought that I would end up getting that high. One puff turned to 9 years straight to rolling sticky. Fell in love with Jane like Williams, comma Ricky. $100,000 scholarship to run track, but I still smoke wood every day like chimneys. I fix females, no respect for my flesh. Knocking down broads, black blondes, and brunettes. Already had a woman, but I wasn't faithful yet. Was traveling every week and heavy, feeling too fresh. All-American track star was breaking records. Every city I landed in was taking pictures. About to graduate with a degree in history. Then I got a phone call and my dad had been infected. HIV was the cause, and had the teardrops on it straight off my jaws. Sitting by his deathbed, staring at the balls. Was looking to Jesus for direction, but I was feeling so lost. Started popping ecstasy and sniff coke. After I buried my pops, I couldn't get hope. Then I got tased by the laws, no joke. Six white cops, thank God they had no rope. Then I had time to reflect. Did I want to live a life full of regrets? Had a lot of pain to get off of my chest. Forgave all the people that hurt me so I could gain forgiveness. Look, and Jesus gave me a second chance to get right. I read the Bible every day to model his life. And you could do the same thing. This ain't just hype. Quit running in and out of church and see what it's like. That's my testimony right there, 16 Boys.
Now, that's what's up. Von Juan, the spitter. Man, no, that's what's up. What'd you say?
Yeah, man, so life was tough, man. I think it, you know, I call it shock therapy, man. You know, coming up, being on top of the world, breaking the U.S. Virgin Islands long jump record, and then I injured my knee. And then and a few months later after that, my father found out he had AIDS. So my life at that point, man, what I thought I had full control of life, it just turned into a downward spiral, man. It went from just smoking weed to harder drugs. And then, you know, running with the police officers, man. And when you powered up on all them drugs, you know, it takes 5-6 officers. It takes 4-5 tasers.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm 6'2", 240, you know, so I ain't no little dude. But God is good, man. And that was a break. That was the first breaking period in my life, man. And my daughter was 2 months old at that time. And I said, you know what, if I don't get it right now, you know, I'm not going to ever see her graduate from school, give her wow. away to none of that stuff, man. So I dedicated that time. Went to Lakewood, man, and I knew at that point Osteen always hit you with that opportunity. You know, he never liked to close a service without, you know, he went through that whole spiel, man, and gave my life to the Lord that day, man, April 2007. And I ain't looked back since, man. Like, dude, I ain't turning back. I ain't going back, man. So that's kind of where we at, man.
Man, let me ask you this, man. What I like about you, man, in the last couple years, You've been actually exposing some of the areas that God is making you grow in, or allowing you to grow in, shaping you in. What are some of those areas, man, that you are continuing to grow in as a believer, man? Because I believe that God still is working on us.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is pride. You know, I think that's a part of dying daily to our flesh, man. And I would tell people, pride is a ninja. You know, it can sneak up on you. It's not something that you see coming. You know, before you know it, your head is big and you're falling. You know, pride coming before the fall. But that's the main thing, is keeping people around you, accountability. You know, if you got you got good brothers in your corner, you know, I got a good wife that, you know, don't let my head swell up too big. But I think coming into Christian rap, man, when you do secular rap, and if Christian rappers don't know, the secular rappers don't respect us. You know what I'm saying? They look at us as weak, you know, they look at us as taking a way out. And coming up in Houston, I was doing a secular music. I was helping write songs and produce for cats like S.O.M. and Trey Nine. And, you know, even before they got, you know, when I was still in the world. And that's how I looked at them. I didn't feel like they were legit artists, you know.
Yeah.
So when I came to the Christian side, I lacked respect, you know, a respect that was much needed, you know. And now that I've been in it, 4 or 5 years now, I understand, man, this is the real deal on this side.
Yeah.
So I came in real disrespectful, man, thinking people owed me something, wanted people to, you know, treat me with a certain kind of favor. So when I reached out to certain artists and, you know, they didn't want to do songs and things like that, I took it personal, you know, not understanding that this is no longer a carnal situation. You know, this is a spiritual responsibility, man. It's ministry, and the rap is a part of the ministry, not backwards.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've had to grow and, you know, talking to cats like Jay Sunny, explain stuff like that to me, and actually took the time to, you know, invest some time into my life. And from that point, I started looking at things different, man. Just really had to do some soul searching. And just, you know, you got to put the pride on the chopping block every morning, man, and just walk out and be willing to serve. And, you know, that's kind of the position I'm in right now. Doing a youth pastor job out here in Houston. So got, you know, 20 to 30 kids each week that I'm trying to disciple and make sure they not getting pregnant, STDs, drinking, smoking. You know, they on my heart daily, man. So that's kind of where I'm at.
That's what's up, man. Von Juan, we going to go to the first song that we going to play, man, on Yacht of the King Radio. From the Century Club, you got this song called Push, man. Talk to me about this jam right here, bro.
Push is, I think that I made some good music in the last year, man, and I feel it's because I went through so much, man. I had moved out of town in New Mexico, came back, my family was struggling to stay above water, man. I felt like people didn't understand, you know, the street side of me, that's what made me the person, why I'm like this. You know, I say my street affiliation turned my heart cold. And I work for every dollar in my pocket. But regardless of what happens, I push. And push is an acronym. Pray until something happens, man. So I called up the homie Gifted, got him on, and then another cat, Drew Zoo, from off Edgebrook, man, in Houston. You know, he's a street cat. And but he want to come to the Lord. He knows the Bible back and forth, but he still has the daily struggles he deal with. But I put him on the song, man, and just as and you can hear what he say on the song, man. So you know it's 100% real on this one, man. So appreciate the out of the King, man. All the people out there listening, God bless you, man. Check out this jam, Push.
All right, let's get into it, y'all. Here we go.
Contemplating, holding and taking, busting, but this war's not a flesh, it's a spirit that I must trust in. Can't let the lust win, pride and selfishness must end. Crippled in my faith, the materials heavy rusted. Christ the only element I let my faith ride on. Pitch religion different, I guess you could call it side on. Ain't switch to the drama just to be labeled an icon. But I'm in it when it's all that bygones be bygone. Satan wanna drive on, but I'm armored up like an armored truck. For the king, tryna get my shine on. Always getting lied on, never been a cuss, but I'm not a prisoner of this world, homie, I've grown. You see the difference between me and these slackers. I never put my responsibilities on another rapper. But Christ tell me do him, but do it and never back up. So you could just pack up your act and get passed up.
I done hit the time cloud, yeah, I bought here. Vine, you was going up, let me go ahead, step in and show them who I bought here. You can find me in the back with my arms folded. Duh, coming up the street, Bible holding. Come on, devil, I can make a man show this. Like, you know this, click explosive. I'ma go off, just do what I do. Boys like a parade when I come through. Cause every rag, I got the hands up high, screaming out for a God for the save. You, we so loose. And we ain't shame, ain't throw about to hit the streets. A lot of things about to see, short of us, what's he? I think I'm finna burn, cause he hitting like Evander on the Holy Field. Guaranteed to go remember me. As a boy, that's so well, rap Christ. He wasn't scared, niggas like shine so bright. I'm the one always in the front line, band and the tie, red day for the fight. You can find me posted up on the curb. I'm the one so fly, so for the word. Would you go find a way to stop me from talking, man? It's just so absurd. Who am I? I'm he that's called Gifted. Soldier for God till the dead die. And the record don't matter what you pull them away, cause I keep my eyes up to the sky. And I'm here for a long haul, so you might as well sit back and cool our homes. I'm a beast with a pen and a priest to main. Thank God he got me in the zone. That's why I push.
Swinging the block and collecting my skrill. And then when I bought a sedan Seville, I said to myself, I'm the man for real. Doing some dirt that I can't reveal. And setting up shop with no plan to chill. Had to connect, so I had to respect. And my only concern was for cashing the check. I wasn't concerned with my enemies. Till a friend of mine got a 20 piece federal pen. The block got hot, decided to stop. Money dried up, so I started again. This time around, it was harder to win. Somewhere in my heart was conviction of sin. God was commanding, I listened to him. Stuck in my ways, I wouldn't give in. Fought against him with tooth and nail. Be dead as it may, the truth prevails. Waving the banner that's bloodstained. God sent down manna that sustained the Israelites. Feel like I'm locked in a spiritual fight. Part of me wanna be serving the block. A part of me wanna be serving the rock. I know in my heart I'm a part of this flock. People I know make it harder to stop. Can't do it alone. I'm bending my knees and approaching his throne. This life I live is not of my own. Spiritually speaking, I know that I've grown. Years ago I'd be selling them kush. Now when I see him, I tell him to push.
Please don't. boy K Drama, and you checking out Yada the King Radio. Don't touch that dial, homie.
My world is far from the dreams of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Adversity made it seem truer. Sometimes it feels like a setup, so I'm sharp with maneuvers. But I know it runs deeper, I'm sharp with the tulip. We fight for our rights so they entrust us with high positions, hoping we forget the injustice. I can't just sit, hide, and be quiet about what I know really exists. Cause we don't need another Sean Bell, Troy Davis, and Jenna Six. Change gotta come somehow, we need a Genesis. Too many of my brothers dead or they locked in a prison. Social opposition is kinda hard to be optimistic. And I know where there's a will, there's a way. But it's hard seeing that will get killed every day. I'm just one in the army, not the last or the first. I know the fight is hard, but not fighting is worse. Yeah.
This modern day Babylon, free man camouflage. This first of the month, but last to get up, y'all. From this spiritual ignorance, real man impotent.
Smoke clears my eyes, I bloodshot from gunshots coming from the project buildings and them crooked cops. It seems all the same. Blood cops, crip politicians, undercover criminals who gang bang. Ain't nothing changed, black on black crime rate. Enough kids running from bullets to make the ground shake. Top of that, earthquakes, Hurricane Irene. Sex on the television, trying to keep my mind clean. Trying to keep my team up, fighting against apostasy. Honestly, I don't even really know what's bothering me. They playing that monopoly, all type of money schemes. Sleeping cause they lazy, but they chasing out the money dreams. We used to sing on the block and dream of Motown. Now we stirring that coke round, so full of that Nino Brown. I'm tired of seeing my homies on the ground. It's like a circle, the ghetto keeps going round and round. Of this modern day Babylon, freak man camouflage. Of this first of the month, but last to get up, y'all. From this spiritual ignorance, real man impotent.
From out of these caskets, dry bones dripping from the liquid of the master. Cock chrome, either heavy metal or it's plastic. Top on, top off, after it gets blasted, they pop off. Massive students open fire in the classes, shooting over prior interactions. Teachers turn preachers when they talk about what happened, saying the only math that we doing is subtraction. Yeah, get a picture in your head and put this caption there and be in prayer, yo. But don't you ever ask in fear. I make that clear, so when it's time for that marriage in the air, we're all there, yo. We all get invited to the affair. Problem is a lot of us spiritually unaware. Nobody emotionally and physically is all we really care. So the tendency is to protect only what we can see and hear. Then we lose our respect for what we can, like the air. Yeah.
Of this modern day Babylon, freak man camouflage. Of this first of the month, but last to get up, y'all. From this spiritual ignorance, real man impotent.
Yeah, that's a real joint right there. Get It Out or Get Out by Big Phil featuring R. Swift and Eshawn Burgundy. Man, they talking real talk on that song, man. And you got to love it, man. And I got a cat that's not shying from any real talk, man. And that's the homie Von Juan. Von Juan, man, we got to talk about this album, The Century Club, man. Talk to me about, you know what I'm saying, like, just what should people expect from the Century Club, man? 100 songs is ridiculous, man.
I think it is, man. And it was, you know, I prayed about it. I said, man, this is something I want to do. It could either impact people, it could be a career killer. You know, I wasn't sure what would happen, but I prayed about it. You know, man, we sick of this dude. But, you know, that album was like homework, you know, but... when I came from the secular world, man, I work hard, man. I always work hard. I always stayed in the studio. You know, I believe the summer when I actually injured my knee and I couldn't go get out and do anything, and I think I recorded like 60, 70 songs back in the secular side. So I have a catalog of street music. And so I wanted to take the top 100 and release it. And I was going to call it Vaughn 1 BC, Vaughn 1 Before Christ.
Yeah.
And but still had all the cuss work. Because a lot of people say, yeah, I used to do secular rap and da-da-da-da-da. But they didn't really do it. You know, so I wanted people to hear what I was talking about and really understand my testimony. But when I just seek guidance from older, you know, more mature Christians, they say, man, I think that'll be more of a stumbling block for Christians, man, and, you know, them looking that up. So I put it on hold. I still got it. I ain't burned the catalog, and it's still there. And I go back and listen every now and then just to kind of see my growth and where I came from.
Yeah.
But I told myself, I said, if I ever get enough songs that I could do it on the Christian side, I'd do it, man. And, you know, since I came to Christ, I've been putting out a project like every year. And then I've just been doing some features, and then I just got a bunch of songs at the house that people just never heard, you know. So I took a lot of stuff I had done, and I came with about 40 new tracks that people hadn't heard, and I meshed it all together. And you know, it's based on Mark 12:30, you know, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, you know, all your mind, all your strength. And that's what it is. It's a century club, 100%. It's 100. Keep it 100, man. You know, don't give God 95, 96, 98%. He wants everything.
Yeah.
He said, that's the greatest commandment of all. You know, he said, the second commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. But the first commandment is love the Lord thy God with all. He wants everything, man.
That's right.
I gave him my catalog. It's out there. You know what I'm saying? If you need it, you know, if the music that we're making is supposed to be medicine, why should I hold on to it, man? So, yeah, $9, $8.99 on Amazon, if that's what you prefer. You know, but go pick it up. You know what I'm saying? And when you get it, throw it into somebody's life. You know, I call it brainwashing, man. We got to brainwash these kids. I want to start doing shows, showing up with 5 MacBooks on the back counter, man, and tell them, bring your iPod. We're about to erase all that junk you got. We're going to fill it up with this Jesus music.
Yeah.
So that's what that is, man. You know, and so the songs, you know, I think the first 10 songs would probably be what a real album would be like. So I gave y'all a bunch of hot new ones with that Push song, Jesus Out My Music, Make the Devil Mad, Dedicated. I did 2 videos off the first 10 songs, man, for you. And I'm going to, you know, God willing, we'll be working to release a video every month this year.
Wow.
I think this year, you know, yeah, man, I think it's really a visual. You know, people like to see it, the young kids, the youth. When I get booked for shows and I get the song request, it's always, you know, the song that they saw the video of, you know, so that lets me know it's important what I choose to put out there, you know. So I try my best, you know, to do Christ-centered music, things that give me the image of a godly man, because it's the first video everybody saw, probably you didn't see, but coming out was a song called Rise to the Top.
Yeah.
And I was riding on top with Jesus, and you know, I'm driving around the drop top Impala on rims, talking about my rims, you know, and all that. And, you know, though my heart was right and I didn't mean nothing by it, a lot of people took it wrong, you know, and that's why now I'm just more about making music that's going to glorify Jesus Christ. If I'm going to do it, you know, if I got a gift and I'm going to use it, I might as well use it for that purpose. But that's where I'm at right now with everything I put out, man. Try my best to keep it 100 for the Lord.
No, that's good stuff right there, man. Let me see, man. We got this album. We talked about that. Definitely, y'all go check that out, man. 100 songs for $10, man. If you don't buy that, there's a problem. You know what I'm saying? But talk
You're
to
hater.
Me. Yeah, yeah. They're a hater, man. Talk to me real quick, man. I want to ask you about Trey Nine's influence, man, and how him and even some of the other brothers that were around helped turn your life around, man. Because you said you was doing secular music,
yeah.
You was recording them, but what was the impact that Trey Nine in general had on your life, man?
Right, I tell you what, man. I had a time in 2003 when I punked Jesus. You know, I told him I was coming, and then I said, "So you just got punked?" You know, so I punked God, but I came. I thought I was coming to the Lord in 2003. And S.O.M. brought me to Trey Nine's studio. That's when Trey Nine was, you know, he was a real big deal. I had never met him, but everybody talked about him like he was a real big deal.
Yeah.
Walked in the studio. I spit an 8-bar verse on this compilation he was working on. And when I left, he called me back and wanted to work with me on a project.
Mm.
But at that time, I went back into the world, you know, true story. church I was going to, the pastor ended up cheating on his wife. And as a young Christian at that time, I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here trying to give up weed and females and the secular rap career that I love so much. And the pastor, who I'm thinking is next to Jesus in my mind, is cheating on the wife. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
I didn't understand that time. So I went right back into the world. You know, I don't know if the scripture lined up with me at that time of, you know, the spirits come back seven times stronger. And that's kind of what happened to me, dog, because I was just smoking weed at that time, but it came back as ecstasy and cocaine, and it was crazy until I got tased. But in the time when I did come back and I met Trey Nine, I was still doing the secular stuff, but he'd bring me to shows. We did a song called Suburbs, and he'd bring me out to camp to perform, and on the ride, it seemed like he'd take me on all the far trips. I was like an hour and a half away, but he fast-tied me.
Yeah.
The whole time. And he was like, man, so Vaughn, you call yourself a Christian? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, how can you say that, but yet you still smoking weed? How can you say that, and wow, you still making music? And I get hot. I mean, I cried one time, man. Like, man, you don't know me. You know what I'm saying? You know, you go through all that because when that offense comes and the truth hits you, man, you can either accept it or do everything you can to create a facade or a fake world about it. So those seeds went in, and you know, it just got to the fact that when I did get tased and I had that time in my life, his face was one of the first faces I saw. Mm. You know, SOM, I don't know if you're familiar with a group from Houston.
Yeah.
Out of Houston. Their faces, we grew up in the same church. And them guys saw me act the craziest, man. They when they got to the studio, I was high. Even at church camp, sleeping with chicks at church camp, they seen the worst of all one. But they never gave up on me and prayed for me. But, you know, they accepted me, man. And when I got saved, I called Trey Knapp and I'm ready to do the Jesus thing. And Much Love was home. And at that time, a lot of the guys from Much Love, he was working with, they were kind of starting families, and you know, they didn't have that same fire that they had when they first started, or the fire I had, because I came from the secular side when we was doing 3-4 shows a week. You know, we were at the nightclub on Monday night, getting drunk till 2 in the morning, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So my work ethic was crazy, and Trey appreciated that, because all the other guys was, every time they wanted to do a show, nobody wanted to come. So I basically became like his right hand dude, man. And I got an opportunity to do all those shows, and then when I get there, there'd be churches and pastors and people that would invite me to different shows. I was doing all the shows with Trey, and then I was doing shows on my own, man. And that, seeing the way Trey controlled the crowd, you know, his MC skills, and he can get a 13-year-old to interact, or he can get a 65-year-old. A lot of people probably just know him as the owner from the South, but Trey's got a great stage presence, and he knows how to, you know, speak and, you know, he white, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Trey do a good job. So he's been a very intricate part of this, man. And, you know, him having a studio, giving me keys to the studio so I can hone my Christian craft. I remember when Dre Murray first sent me the beat for Welcome to H-Town. And it was about 2-3 in the morning. I got up and I drove all the way to the other side of Houston and dropped the track that night and gave it back to him 6 in the morning. And Dre was like, man, you a beast.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, it's just things like that that I look back on, and then Lecrae getting on the phone later. You know, if it wasn't for Trey just being there, man, and as a big brother, he's done a lot for my family. You know, he taught me, you know, birthday gift, things like that, man, that, you know, he shows you how to be a Christian. You know what I'm saying? Not because he does, you know, he might not have every scripture that you want in all of his rhymes, the stuff he gets criticized about, but Trey Nine, he feeds the homeless every night. He's in Fifth Ward, one of the baddest parts of the United States, and Houston, serving every Tuesday night. You know, he goes on mission trips. He goes into jail. So, you know, that's, I've seen after him what you do as a minister. It's not about how many verses you put in your 16. It's how do you live once the music stops, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, even to commend his brother a little bit more, man, he just adopted, you know, two kids that he found doing homeless ministry, man, feeding the hungry.
Yeah,
good brother, man. So yeah, all, you know, two thumbs up to him. We've had our run-ins, you know. If you're around people long enough, you know, y'all gonna bump heads, but that's what family does, man. I don't consider him a friend, man. I consider him a big brother and a, you know, close family member.
Dope, man. So we're gonna go to your song Jesus Out My Music. What is that about? Yeah, man, what's up,
man? Like I'm telling you, man, we will never take Jesus. We wanted to take a stand 2012 and let people know, man, there's still some Christians out here that want that, appreciate being called Christian rapper. So this is featuring Trevor Lee, Navo Brown, Governor Reeves, Dulo, Lil Sivan, and Denzel from Jamaica. You know, so check it out. Jesus Type of Music. You can get this on the Century Club album, and it'll also be on the Basic City Naked album coming out March 20th.
All right, y'all, so let's check it out right now on Yada the King Radio. Yeah!
I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta speak his name. Feel the power when I use it. I speak the same souls. What y'all rapping for? Amusement? I will never take the name Jesus out my music. I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta preach his name. Feel the power when I use it. I speak the great life. What y'all try to break? Confusion? I will never take the name Jesus out my music.
So that God is someone to speak to. I'm a window seat to God, I hope you can see through. If I can't speak his name, why even believe, dude? Liars hide the truth, so I should've believed you. So you're saying don't speak his name so that I can be viewed good? Cause I ain't seeking fame, I'm trying to be used.
Jesus, he be the center of my life. This is biblical and lyrical form on the mic. Get it right, a Gentile, my approach is so polite. Love is the definition of him, discerning in my sight. He's the joy in my delivery, the flavor in my metaphors. It's all him, none of me, my flow came from the Lord. We rep King's Camp, let it be known. True disciples on the microphone, it's on.
I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta speak his name, feel the power when I use it. I speak the same souls, what y'all rapping for? Amusement? I will never take the name Jesus out my music. I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta preach his name, feel the power when I use it. I speak the great life, what y'all try to break? Confusion? I will never take the name Jesus out my music.
Don't you know we on the same team? I'm a rep for Christ, even when I'm in the mainstream. So, here I come, mainstream. Lifting Jesus' name up, praise team.
My gift come from God, no, I won't abuse it. Flow so hard, spirit-led music.
Yeah, that's right, every time I grab the mic, I rap for Christ, committed like a Nazarite.
Silly virgin with no oil in your lamp, ashamed of the bridegroom. Confess the Lord in church, but in the public they deny you. Must I remind you, Christ got me on my tomb. We're dead in my sin, but he reigns like a typhoon. You are a follower, friend, started mafia. You forgot the one who taught you to fish for men, not tilapia. You made it unpopular, reputation was dropping. Cause you forgot the name of Joshua, translated Yahshua.
I will never take his shoe. Jesus at the center, he's the reason for my music. Booming, watch me lose it if they say that I can't use it. Foolish, I abuse it, yet they find it so amusing. Clueless of the powers I smash on these bitches. Toothless, booted from society, we ruthless. Yeah. Let's do this. Vine on the hook, Trevor Lee, rocking to it. Kings can't won't ever take Jesus out of music.
I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta speak his name, feel the power when I use it. I speak the same souls, what y'all rapping for? Amusement? I will never take the name Jesus out my music. I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta preach his name, feel the power when I use it. I speak the great life, what y'all try to break? Confusion? I will never take the name Jesus out my music.
I ain't taking Jesus out, not one bar. Put an idol over my savior, no cop, one car. He's the one that pulled me out when I was inhaling that powder. Getting powered up on pills, rolling blunts every hour. Christian rappers always yapping, talking about they unashamed. But lately things have changed, they scared to scream Jesus' name. I'm a positive rapper, don't call me Christian, what they say. But Satan got enough soldiers, so far I'm rapping the game.
Yo, I will never take Jesus on my music, man, it's stupid. Love's grip my heart and I'm not talking about Cupid. Talking about the one that came and I got crucified. Just say you wanna I and them cannot return alive. That's why me like shot right never dim. Every time touch my man, bigger my king. You ain't alien, message my ring. For salvation, that's it, I bring same name, not deleting. Keep repeating, cancel speaking, till it believe in him. Name not deleting, keep repeating, cancel speaking, till it believe in.
I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta speak his name, feel the power when I use it. I speak the same souls, what y'all rapping for? Amusement? I will never take the name Jesus out my music. I will never take Jesus out my music. I gotta preach his name, feel the power when I use it. I speak the great life, what y'all try to break? Confusion? I will never take the name Jesus out my music.
rounds, sold off for the ninth, no bell in it. Stick the landing, perfect scorecards, all 10. Breathtaking on the balance, been beautiful back then. See, life that I live got me feeling like a gymnast. I'm on my 12th lap, 24-hour fitness. Sending me relentless, I can't run from myself no more. Tear shit, cry the river, got me on my rubber. And what they say is no hope, I spot a real life form. Struggling to stay afloat, but I done bought the rap form. They say it's a rap form, watch how we untied it for. I'm back in the presence of my papa, great God, gracious Lord. I feel like I'm on my last lap and I can't breathe. I feel like I'm on my last day, where do I lean? I feel like I can't even trust the things I see. But in the garden, me, he say, go young king and keep going. Selective. That's just my humble perspective. Pulled out of Houston, Texas. Pulled out of Houston, Texas. I'm making no concessions for any of my fallen brethren. But I just know the game, and that thing ain't respectful. Nothing fair, a lot of fouls, all flagrant. Up and down and court for four quarters, joints aching. Whether or not I make it, I'm taking a buzzer beater. 1.6 on the clock is enough to catch and release it. I'm eating all of this evil that suffocated my people. Pupils is dilated, they rations is by depleted. They say that they don't need it, I don't believe it. They full of it, I'm a pretty intelligent dude. Know what I'm looking at. Cooking crack, bagging coke, rolling up grams. My little cousin 16 and pregnant again. Know where it began, just not sure exactly what stops come. I'm just trying to get you God in the midst of this snatch room. I feel like I'm on my last lap and I can't breathe. I feel like I'm on my last day, where do I lean? I feel like I can't even trust the things I see. But in the garden, me, he say, go young king and keep going.
Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Duck King radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support
and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Go Young King, that's the homie. Who's that right there, Von Juan? That's your dude right there.
Oh man, that's that Corey Paul, man.
That's right. We just had Corey Paul on, man. Go ahead and check that interview out. Hey, he's a real cool dude, man. He just got that Frontline jacket the day that we did the interview, man. He was pumped. He was pumped out of his mind, man. So, and that's a free CD for y'all, man. If y'all want to go support, it's a free CD. Go pick that up. But Von Juan, you got a new radio show, man, that you're doing on 100.7 FM out in Houston, right?
Yeah.
Talk to me about that.
I Nation, Texas, man. Fourth largest city, man. So it's a blessing. We needed a spot to shoot the Jesus Out My Music video, and we had the idea, you know, let's walk in a radio station, kick the secular dude out the chair, and take over the station. So we went to 100.7. They wanted to meet with us, of course, first. And when we sat down, the dude, you know, asked us if we could, if anything we need to pray about. And we told him stuff we need to pray about, and then he asked us before we even got into that if we'd be interested in doing a radio show, man. So one day, I think just him seeing our heart.
Wow.
And they offered it to us, man. So that was nothing that we were planning on. But sometimes when you take one step, man, God will open up a different door.
Man,
and that's
tight.
What he did. So it's been a blessing. You know, God gave me the vision to, you know, not just interview Christian artists. We will be doing some of that as well. But with Tim Tebow, you know, shining for the Lord so hard in the sports arena, I thought we could fuse the two together, man. So we play Christian hip-hop, but interview athletes and people in the sports world. So the first week, you know, the guy from Kings Camp Dulo, two-time All-American, triple jumper for TCU, had him on. The second week, I had a guy, Mark McNeil, who's an NBA sports agent, you know, worked with agents that, you know, represented David Robinson. And his most personal client was Kenny Thomas, you know, played for the Sixers and a couple other teams out there.
Yeah.
And this week coming up, we got a guy named Lanny Smith, was a big star at U of H and then went to Sacramento for a little bit, but he hurt his knee and he started a clothing line called Active Faith. In Jesus' name I pray. So he on the show this week, and then got Quentin Jeff, strong safety from the Houston Texans, coming on in a couple weeks.
Wow.
Reconcile next week, you know, he played football for Rice. So we mentioned the sports with the Christian rap. Two masculine things, rap and hip hop, but you know, cats ain't scared to put Jesus in it, man. So hopefully it's a blessing to the world.
Man, that's what's up, man. Talk to me. We're gonna get on the topic of the day. And the topic of the day is fear. Von Juan, when you hear fear, what are some things that happen when you hear that word fear, or what's some things that make you think about, man?
Wow. All right. Fear, you know, the main thing I think about is anxiety, bro. And you know, when if anybody's ever, you know, done drugs and things like that, there's a purging process and you know, some things that happen to your body, man. Just when I gave up smoking and doing everything I was doing, I was having these bad anxiety attacks. You know what I'm saying? I'd wake up in the middle of the night, heart racing, feeling like I was going to pass away, went to the emergency room 3-4 times. So that fear from the anxiety, that was something that triggered in my body that I had never dealt with. Now, fast forward a couple years forward, and, you know, I feel like I got it under wraps. You know, I haven't dealt with it too much. And I get on the plane to go to Denver, man, and all of a sudden, I'm sitting on the plane about to take off, and I start having this bad panic attack, like the plane is just too small for me, you know, I need to get off.
Wow.
So I rush back to the stewardess. I'm like, you know, the plane already going down the runway, dog, but, you know, it ain't going real fast, it's going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I tell the stewardess, man, I need to get off the plane. Y'all need to take me back to the gate. She's like, sir, the plane's already moving. You know, we go back and forth, and I look at the door in the back with the little wheel on it.
No, you didn't.
You know, I'm this dude's about to grab this door and get off this plane. You know what I'm saying? That's how fear is. And anybody who's ever had an anxiety attack, you'll understand what I'm saying, you know. But so when she seen I was serious, she got on the phone to the captain, and she was like, you know, we need to get off the plane. But they went back and forth, and she sat me down, and the captain came over the airways. We've got a passenger that doesn't want to fly with us today. We're going to have to go back to the gate. So they turned the plane around and take me back to the gate, and it was the longest walk to the front of a plane you've ever had, dog. I mean, I felt like I was giving my life to the Lord, walking to the front of the church because of all the sneers and looks I was getting from these people on this plane, you know what I'm saying? But got off, I was greeted by about 5-6 wonderful police officers, And, you know, we went through it. So when I think about fear, bro, I always go back to that day, which was a funny day.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was something I had to deal with, man. And, you know, I still had issues with flying up until recently, man. And I realized that's something that the enemy will do. He'll put that wall in between. You know, I remember studying, you know, I'm a history major at Rice, the Great Wall of China. You know, it was built because the Chinamen got tired of the Vikings and the people from the north coming down and stealing their women.
Mm.
And they got so sick of it, they decided to build this big wall. So they didn't want to face the situation. So they put this fear, they put this big wall of fear in between them and what they were facing. And that's what we do a lot of times. Between us and the thing that we have to conquer, our dreams, we put this big wall of time in between us of fear.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And I realized that I didn't conquer that situation. See, now, you know, I went to Midland, had to fly. I'm going to Denver back again. Got an opportunity, got a phone call from Team Mania, the people that do Acquire the Fire, want me to go to Africa. If I can't get on that plane, I can't drive to Africa. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even if you notice my last album, it was called One City Under God. And I'll be honest with you, I believe it was Christ-led, but at the same time, you know, I was like, you know what, I feel like God is really just calling me to minister to my city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The truth was, I wasn't trying to get on no plane and go minister in nobody else's city, dog.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of the, you know, so, you know, God is good, man. He takes us through things, and I've grown from there. So, yeah, anybody want me to come out to your city, you know, I'm heading to Africa and a couple other places this year, man. So God is excellent, man. But don't let fear hold you back. You know, a lot of people say it's acronym, false evidence, appearing real. You know, so, you know, they say the scripture says, you know, perfect love drives out all fear.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that perfect love comes from Christ, man. You know, you giving and him giving back. You know, you being obedient. So as I've grown in Christ and I'm finding that perfect love, you know, I'm realizing there's no room for a place of fear in my life. Not as a man of a household and having to be the priest of this home and guide my wife and my four children. Nothing, man. It's all about Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
the King in my soul. Amen.
Amen. Look, hey, brother's preaching,
ice
man.
Water.
Hey, you know, I love the way that he put that story in there, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought he was gonna go dive at that door. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna have to hold him down. Hey, man.
But she had 3 seconds, cuz. She had 3 seconds to call the captain. It was a wrap. It's going to be Rap City. Y'all going to see me on CNN, Jack.
Yeah. Well, now, let me ask you this. Was that your first time on a plane, though?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I've been on planes since I was a kid, flying from St. Croix. I ran track at Rice University every weekend. I was on a different plane flying to a different college stadium.
Wow.
To go compete. So that's what I'm saying. It had nothing to do with a fear of flying, because I've been on plenty of planes. It was just a spirit that hit me. You know what I'm saying? And
wow,
the anxiety,
man.
Something happened. You know, whatever it was, I know it was the enemy. It wasn't God, you know, so I just feel it was the enemy keeping. I didn't get on the plane that day. And it might have been, it was 2 churches in Denver I was supposed to minister at. And, you know, who knows what lives could have been chased or changed by my ministry that day, man. So I always feel bad about it. But I'm thankful that situation has been conquered, man. The fear is behind me. And I'm stepping on the devil's forehead, man. He can't touch me, amen?
Amen, man. I'm going to say this like this, man. Fear is the devil's version of faith. Fear is the devil's version of faith, man. We got to have faith to conquer fear. Matter of fact, if we got faith, we're going to do like this song from Von Juan. We make the devil mad. You know what I'm saying? So talk to me about this joint right here. Tell me about Make the Devil Mad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought you was about to get into it. Make the devil mad, I mean, it's exactly what it is, man. We try to, you know, that's what my life does. I realized that, and when I started seeing the different trials I was facing and the things I was going through, I realized the enemy didn't like to see the souls coming to Christ and the fruit that was being bared. So I said, I'm going to make my life a living testament to make it mad. So when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I'm going to do is give the Lord praise. In the midst of stress, in the midst of everything I went through in last year, I started praising God, man. And that praise took me out of my situation, man. So that's what it is, man. We making the devil mad 2012. That's the next team camp video that we gonna drop. You know, hopefully that people like that, man. We about to go shut the club down and bring them to the church, man. So that's what the video gonna be like, man. So y'all check it out, featuring Trevor Lee, Lil Sizzle, and Dulo Rasheed. This amen. God bless.
All right, here we go, y'all. Yada the King. Let's get it in.
Hey.
till you make it, baby.
I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, giving praise to my dad. Covered in the blood in the streets and the bad. King's camp in your city, about to clean up the trash. And when we hit the stage, we gon' make the devil mad. Make the devil mad. Make the devil mad.
From head to my Jesus, they mentioned impossible. This is my faith. Get on my level, look at a new vision. I'm making decisions to cover the earth. Don't try to like I'm from Harlem. This is my storm. We about to fill up the church. Sinners are swimming in lakes of fire. You can't survive without a redeemer. Jesus, he hung on the cross and died to pay for our sins with his blood and a visa. Voice of the people, talk to the earth. If we ain't alive, jump in his coffins and dirt. Bodies is outlined and talking. It hurts on the devil. The devil's in back of the earth.
I know the devil man is walking, but his can't be lose a little power that he had. Every time he tempt me, I know it ain't in me. So I'm smiling and turn around and laugh. You're the accuser, trying to make me crash like a broken computer. Drunk and stupid, boy, straight in there ain't a problem with the product, it's a problem with the user. Direction chooser, not choose life. Live in this world so I will do right. Lights to kill darkness with light. Intent to win so I will fight. Now, hype, now. Never gonna stop any ammo that I have. A light, rounds a light, rounds. So believe me when I say, everybody's
I'm
sitting right, right
the
now.
I'm sitting with the Holy Ghost, giving praise to my dad. Covered in the blood, in the streets, and the bad. King's camp in your city, about to clean up the trash. And when we hit the stage, we gon'
think you hard, huh? But I'm an authority, so I'ma go harder. Break all the bad habits that I'm bonded to. Pop goes the weasel, Vin Diesel on your Dodge. I am beating and burning my old ways. No need to return to that old case. I'm seeking a piece to make souls change. I'm dropping the luxury, that skin and stuff. I count to bluff, it ain't enough. That Cajun stuff, that ain't what's up. Like alcohol on paper cut.
I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, giving praise to my dad. Covered in the blood, in the streets, and the bad. King's camp in your city, about to clean up the trash. And when we hit the stage, we gon' make the devil mad. 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 King's camp in your city, about to clean up the trash. And when we hit the stage, we gon' make the devil mad. Make the devil mad.
Yeah. Hey, a smiley dick, fam. Sha-sha, let them know.
All these haters and players got me packing this weight of butter. Gotta keep my head up so my life can be better. Yeah, I can't keep living in fear. I gotta change things up
for my good works.
I gotta change things up.
Man, the pain hurts.
I wanna change things
up. Life can be insanity.
I'm gonna change things up.
It's all about God and it's all about my family.
Hey, I remember back when I used to pack the stainless, man. I didn't expect my life to go through some changes, man. Now I'm seeking Christ, so my heart is painless, man. Cause God helped me fix my problems like the maintenance, man. I never knew to serve God, I had to take a stand for Jesus Christ, cause a lot of people hate the man for no reason when all he did was tell the truth. And if they didn't wanna listen, then he let them loose. But this is spiritual, evil things can do you harm. So no, you can't get to heaven if you lukewarm. And that's the truth, but a lot of people hate to hear it. Don't wanna come to God the opposite way they steer it. So why you selfish, God, the one that gave you life, the one that woke you up every single day and night. I tell you that Christ is the truth, the way, the life. And if you don't believe, when you die, you pay the price.
All these haters and players got me packing this weight of butter. Gotta keep my head up so my life can be better. Yeah, I can't keep living in fear. I gotta change things up
for my
my good works.
I gotta change things up.
Man, the pain hurts.
I wanna change things
up. Life can be insanity.
I'm gonna change things up.
Man, it's all about God and it's all about my family. I used to be off in the streets, living head first. All the drama and the pain, it made my head hurt. I knew I wasn't perfect, but I had to strive to be. I learned God's truth so people couldn't lie to me about the things of Christ, cause now he lives inside of me. Had to set example so the light they can see. Some people need a check written by reality. I'm blessing you like you sneeze from your allergies. And that's real, so you gotta be real with God. Be patient and know he's there when it's getting hard. It's a battlefield, a lot of people getting scarred. Living life their own way, playing their own cards. If you do that, you bring about your own destruction. Don't get mad at God, cause he told you not to do it. When it comes to the Bible, some don't believe it, when they never even took the time to pray and read it.
All these haters and players got me packing this plate of butter. Gotta keep my head up so my life can be better here. I can't keep living in fear. I gotta change things up
for my good works.
I gotta change things up.
Man, the pain hurts.
I wanna change things
up. Life can be insanity.
I'm gonna change things up.
Man, it's all about God and it's all about my family.
Hey man, a lot of people be living the same way forever and ever, man. When you grow up, you put your childish ways away. You know what I mean? The only way you gon' see a change is when you put a change within yourself. Give thanks to God and be grateful for what you got, homie.
All these haters and players got me packing this plate of butter. Gotta keep my head up so my life can be better here. I can't keep living in fear. I gotta change things up
for my good works.
I gotta change things up.
Man, the pain hurts.
I wanna change things up.
Life can be insanity.
I'm gonna change things up.
It's all about God and it's all about my family.
The homie Smiley D changed things up. You know what I'm saying? That's really what's up, man. We got to make sure we changing things up, especially when we first come to the Lord. God still got to clean us up. But as we said earlier in the interview, God has still got to change things up in our life, man. We can't be in control. God is the one that's in charge. You know what I'm saying? So, Von Juan,
right,
man, we getting it in with you, bro. Once again, tell them where they can get this the project, the Century Club.
Man, the Century Club, you can go to kingscamp.com, KINGZCAMP.com. You can go to VonJuan.com, that's VonWon.com. But just, you know, go to iTunes. It's on iTunes. You know, crack the top 200 on iTunes. I ain't down number 5 like Bizzle and P-Dub or nothing. But we on the radar, though, you know what I'm saying? So check that out. You can go on Amazon, probably a lot of the other sites online. And download the project, man. I appreciate the support. And give it to somebody, man. Don't just keep it. I ain't got a problem with y'all bootlegging and giving it out and spreading the message, man. You know, hopefully somebody gets saved. There's probably a good 10 or 15 opportunities for people to give their life to the Lord on there, man. So definitely spread the message.
That's what's up, man. Definitely spread that message of the gospel, man. And so what else you got coming up next? I know you've been talking about it, but for somebody that's listening and they want to figure out, all right, he just dropped 100-song album. You coming out with a 200-song album? Are you ever going to do this again? What's up, man?
I think they'll go ahead and kick me out the industry. I pulled that one. They ain't going to like that. We got the Make the Devil Mad album dropping. I'll be on that thing a lot. March 20th. Dulo's project will be coming out in May. I should be on there 2-3 times. Then me and Gifted the Flamethrower, you know, we've done a lot of music, a lot of shows, been to England, been to Brazil. And we always talked about doing an album together, but we finally, you know, we went to Midland, Texas a couple weeks ago, did some ministry, said, man, you know, it was in the hotel, said, let's just get it done. So we're going to do an album called Servants, Not Celebrities. Probably put that out in July, man. So we beat shopping right now and really going to try and team up and really get it out, man. And then You know, just working on going to Africa this summer. You know, I talked to Supreme about a Belize trip in June. Ministering, working on Shock Therapy is my first book. You know, just talking about, you know, when I gave my life to the Lord, getting paid and the effect that it had on me. But, you know, Shock Therapy, the importance of good credit, great decisions, and a walk with God, man. That's what the book is about. And also want to do the shockumentary, you know, for the people that don't like to read. A visual documentary just talking about my life. Same thing, but just on video. But got a lot of stuff on my plate, and I definitely want to, you know, hit people with a new video every month, man. So the first video I'm working on is called I Ain't Dumb As I Look. And then we're going to push out to Make the Devil Mad. I'd like to do the God Ain't Mad At You, and then the Push video with Gifted in June, man. So a lot of stuff going on. All glory to God. I pray that He continues to give me the strength and keep me motivated to do this. I got one of the greatest wives in the world. She supports everything I do. She prays for me, you know, she takes care of the kids. You know, so shout out to the wifey and my beautiful children, man, and just make life worth living. You know, that's my motivation every day is my children, my wife, and just to please God, you know, and die to my flesh and live in the spirit daily, man. So that's where we at, brother.
Well, that's what it is, man. And any last words you want to share with the people, man, that are listening, bro?
Yeah, man, never give up. You know, never give up regardless of where you're at, no matter how low it gets, man. If you look up, God is always there. And, you know, I know a lot of ministers feel that, you know, if you just say a sinner's prayer, that that's not enough. And I agree that it's not enough, but the scripture just there, man, if you call on His name and confess, you know, that you will be saved. You know, so I just want to pray with you guys tonight, man. Anybody listening now or on the podcast, if you just say the simple prayer, you feel God tugging at your heart. You say, man, Vaughn 1, I saw you. You know, you were doing drugs like me. You was out there in the club and tripping like me. And God did something to you and changed your life. And I want that same thing to happen to me. He's the same God. If you just say the simple prayer, you will be saved, man.
Amen.
You say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I believe you died on the cross for me. I believe you rose on the third day. I know that you're the Son of God. Clean me up and use me, Lord, and come King of my life. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
That simple prayer, man, you're born again. You know, make sure you find a good Bible-based church. Make sure you find some mentors. Get in your word daily, man. That's just the beginning of the fight. You know, you definitely got to turn away from your sin and you know, just get surrounded with people that's going to keep you on the right path, man. You're going to remember two people in life, the people that fed you and the people that fooled you, man. So don't be a fool. You dig?
No, that's what's up, man. So you guys hear that? That's the greatest thing that can happen in your life, man. You giving your life to the Lord.
Right.
Man, I mean, that's why we out of the King, man. You know what I'm saying? He's the King. When we praise, as Von Juan said earlier, man, it just changes the way that you feel, man. And that's really what's up, man. Von Juan, bro, it was our pleasure having you on, man.
Nah, it's all my pleasure, man. I feel honored to get on and be able to share my life, man, and through y'all's platforms. I appreciate you opening up your door, brother.
Hey, it's no problem, man. Y'all be blessed. And Von Juan, we look forward to hearing from you soon, man. If we don't hear from you, we gonna see you with all these videos you about to drop.
Y'all are the King, man. We doing the big for the Lord, man. So God bless y'all tonight.
All right, man. Y'all be blessed. Check it out. We gonna go to this song real quick, man. The homie Creature Clan, they coming, man. They a beast, man. Featuring Pettity right here. Creature Clan featuring Pettity. What's the name of this song, man? Let me find out. Let It Burn. Don't let it die out, man. Let it burn. Let's get into this on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
Let it burn, let it burn, let it burn. Anything trying to get in You started up running the race, so now it is time to go cut to the chase. Cause when it comes to your salvation, just know that the Father and Son are the ones to embrace. That means that we're letting it burn. I'm sorry that I am not stuttering. But I'm hoping that you will listen to every word that I'm uttering. So when it comes to slander, it's a must I stay away. It's safe to say that saying nothing is the safest way. So now I'm praying the Spirit would catch me just in time by letting me know when danger's ahead, just like a construction sign. Every time I wanna make sure that I'm living a life that is bringing them glory, knowing that I am the growing and every chance that the Father is bringing before me. And if I'm in a conversation and it starts to shift, out of control, I'm that sailor who will depart the ship. Cause I hear me prison to fully engage in the fire that you can see fully in flame. Making sure I don't get caught in the smoke, and I'm hoping and praying that you do the same. I am a representation of Christ for the rest of my life, I will steadily yearn. If it's not bringing them glory, then end of the story, that means that I'm letting it burn.
Wrong. Got power in this miggity mic, I'm strong. If it ain't about the kick of the king, I'm gone. Man, I'm at the point of no return. If it ain't talking about crucifying my flesh, I ain't concerned. It's a lot of things in the world that I try to get your mind off Christ, tie you up in the spiritual. But the Father came to set us free, all we gotta do is believe and trust in His miracles. We need to know that everything in the physical will not last for eternity. Hope you take the proper precautions in this emergency.
Unstoppable when the Spirit emerge in me. I don't know about y'all, but victorious what I prefer to be.
Anything else mumbo jumbo, like talking with a slur to me. Surgically remove whatever, don't put the kingdom first to me. Standing my
ground,
living by
faith.
Don't care
who around,
stand up,
stay in the right.
Fearless, cause I know I got victory in my afterlife. But we can't enter if we don't sacrifice. So I
let it burn,
let it burn,
let it burn,
let it burn.
Anything trying to get in my way, I ain't concerned. Let it burn,
let it burn.
Father, you gotta learn. Let it burn.
Let it burn.
Let it burn.
Let it burn.
Oh. Anything trying to get in my way, I ain't concerned. Let it burn.
Let it burn.
Let it burn.
Let it burn.
If it ain't giving glory to the Father, you gotta learn.
I got that one, ain't hungry. Hit me if you need me. Call fire from heaven. Barbecue the booty. DOA burn them 187. Rappers brag on they choppers. Gun me down is whatever. Deny your Christ or lose your life. It's a definite never. Put my foot on the devil. Suicide on the swine. And running man on all these haters like it's hammer time. A country Bama eyes. Never can't fold the phony. I'm thoroughbred. Your legs shout like a miniature pony. Steady calls from my homies. Spit fire with Satan attacking. Pizilla beast sucker. Cease when releasing the cracking. I proceed in my jacket. Snatching souls from Satan. The enemy of my father, I am of no relation. Consistent congregation, praise and rebuke in the lie. Mob crossing Zilla, never burning the furnace of fire. Lick on it, flare me like the fire, then Messiah turn. We tell the truth and light the roof with the fire. We let it burn,
let it burn,
let it burn,
let it burn,
let it burn.
Oh.
Anything trying to get in my way, I ain't concerned. Let it burn,
let it burn,
let it burn,
let it burn.
If it ain't giving glory to the Father, you gotta learn.
It's getting really rough, ain't it? Ain't it? And you wanna find some changes, but no one understands, like they speak a different language. You always feeling like the one they blaming it on. But be strong, just hang tight and it won't be long. It's like every right feels so wrong. You wanna have the feeling that you belong, you belong.
It's hard to do it when it's easier to say it. And life is like a game, you're trying to learn how to play it. And chances ain't nothing if you never go and take it. But you've had so many dreams that you don't know which one to stay with. Heart so broken, you don't feel it when they break it. All you really want is somebody who can replace it. But no one has, so you're feeling all alone. But even when it's cloudy, you can still see the light show.
Picture, picture.
picture me going through the same thing that you walking in the same shoes that you're in right now. No way, as bright as you might like it. Oh, but hold on, cause I know in the end, at the end, it'll show.
Wanna know what life is all about? You got one chance, so you gotta make it count. You asking what it takes to turn everything around. So all you wanna know is the amount. You ready?
You gotta give it all, everything you got. If you wanna make a change, it'll cost you a lot. And everything you hang to, you gotta let it drop. And I know it hurts bad, but I promise it'll stop, yeah.
And you gon' feel a change. Jesus Christ, get to know his name. He died for your sins so that you could be saved. Call him Novocaine, the way he numbing all the pain. Yeah, and I know it sounds strange, but I promise he gon' make it all go away. Go away, yeah. You just gotta have faith. And if you listen close, I bet you can hear him say that
it's alright, it's okay. It's okay.
Picture me going through the same thing that you walking in the same shoes that you're in right now. You're in right now. You. And I know this tunnel way as bright as you might like it. Oh, but hold on, cause I know picture me going through the same thing that you walking in the same shoes that you're in right now. You're in right now. You. And I know this tunnel way as bright as you might like it. Oh, but hold on, cause I know in the end, at the end, it'll show.
Show. That's what's up right there. Light Show D-Trop on Yacht of the King Radio, man. We had a great time getting it in with the homie Von Juan. We got to hear his testimony. Man, this is a great, great testimony, man. See how God came through in his life. His topic on the fear joint was crazy, man. Let me talk about fear, the topic of the day. Fear, man, is definitely something that holds all of us back. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it starts, we actually see fear work more when we become believers in our life. You know what I'm saying? There's some stuff when we were in the world, fear was there, but it didn't grip our lives. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't like, well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes we allow fear to paralyze us in our walk with God, from going further, from doing the things that God has called us to do. I mean, like, to be real, Let me ask y'all, man, when is the last time you were supposed to do something for the Lord and you allow fear to stop you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't want people, you didn't want people's opinions to change the way you viewed yourself. You thought too high of their opinions. You were scared to be placed, you know what I'm saying, in the what some of us call, sometimes it's like the magnifying glasses on you. So you didn't want to be that person, and it stopped you from doing the things that God called you to do. A lot of us consistently allow fear to grab us in our life, man. And the devil, I'm gonna share this, man. I remember growing up, you know what I'm saying, I've been living for the Lord, man, since I was 7 years old. 12 is when I started realizing I had to read the Bible and pray on my own and stuff like that. But I remember having nightmares every, you know what I'm saying, so often that the devil was chasing me. And, you know, all I had to say was Jesus. But in my dream, I was so scared that I couldn't say anything. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you this. One time I woke up and I really couldn't talk. And I was scared out of my mind. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't realize, man, why did I keep having these dreams? And then finally there was a dream that I had that, you know what I'm saying? There was demon possessed people. And, you know, sometimes I would have dreams that these people would just jump at me out of nowhere. But in one dream, man, I was praying for these people and the demons left them. You know what I'm saying? And when I had that dream, I was no longer scared of those dreams. Those dreams no longer had its place on me. And that's when I realized what happens when you have the power of God in your life. But just those dreams caused me to fear a lot of things about the enemy in my life. You know what I'm saying? About the devil. And this is growing up, man. And, you know, once I realized that I can overcome fear by having a relationship with God and a strong connection with God, it deleted that in my life. And once that was deleted, it allowed me to get to the place where I needed to be. Some of us are holding back in our walk with God. We're holding back in our lives. We're holding back with a whole bunch of different things because we are not allowing God to control our life, man. If we want God to be in charge, we cannot let fear keep us captive. You know what I'm saying? And that's the word that I gotta say, man. If you feel fear is keeping you captive, man, feel free, man. I would love to talk to you, pray with you. My number is 425-243-4285. That's the Yacht of the King hotline. We would love to chop it up, man, and see how we can get you through and past the fear that is in your life, man. Because God said, as Von Juan said, man, you know what I'm saying, perfect love cast out fear. You know what I'm saying? God's love cast out fear. And the Bible, man, I mean, like the Bible, I actually put this on Facebook the other day, 365 times it talks about fear in the Bible. And none of them is it saying that we should be a victim of fear. It's saying we need to conquer fear. So, yo, conquer fear. It's the fight of faith, man. It's the warrior Don Christian on Yacht of the King Radio, man. I want y'all to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand in the mix of the devil. When all that fear he's trying to throw at you is right around you, we can stand. And that's what it is. Yacht of the King Radio, I'm out. Life. Keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da. Yacht of the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yacht of the King?
Yacht of the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yacht of the King Radio now on GospelNW.com.
I always gotta keep my
Yada
King Radio. I'm
Miss
Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode on Yada King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yacht of the King Radio. Out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yacht of the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity.com.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Come on.
over to yachtoftheking.com.
Live every Thursday,
5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern. Definitely want to get it in with us, man, as we interview the best in gospel urban music.
Check out the Fun Facts segment, man. You don't want to miss this.
Catch up on our interviews and Chase's devotionals.
Subscribe to the email list, man, to see what's popping on Twitter and Facebook with us. You dig?
Your home for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yachtoftheking.com.